Let's talk rugby now. There are four new faces in the All Blacks squad and a new captain, Sam Whitelock. Midfield back, Quinn Tupaia. Halfback, Finlay Christie. Loose forwards, Ethan Blackadder. And prop, Ethan de Groot, are the new names ahead of home tests next month against Fiji and Tonga. Crusaders prop, George Bauer, is a fifth uncapped player, although he has been part of a previous squad. Joining us to scrutinise the selection are former All Black Frank Bunce and RNZ rugby reporter Joe Porter. Good morning to you both.
Morena.
Morning.
Frank, if I could start with you, because the midfield is a very interesting spot. That is where you obviously played as a centre. What did you make of those midfield selections? We look a bit thin there, maybe.
Yeah. We have got some good, there's some good, solid performers. A little bit thin, maybe, with Goodhue obviously out with injury and Lomapi's going. So, he wasn't picked. But, the guys that they've got in there still, Braden Enor coming back into things, and Anton Lennett-Brown, I think he's carrying an injury anyway. But, there's still a lot of experience in that. You mentioned that Quinn Tupaia. He's certainly one for the future. So I think, we might be thin in a little of the more familiar names, I think, but
do they contain the sort of the power game, I guess, that we've had in the past with the Martin Nonus and Nani Lamapi, these guys, and David Havili's obviously there? Are they going to be able to play that sort of game?
I guess if not to the same extent, I think those two guys that you mentioned were pretty special in terms of that style, but it depends what Fozzie wants. It depends what he wants from them. He may not that may not be part of his game plan. You pick horses for courses. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I think they're all big and strong and fully capable. But not the type of players that you'd want to just that's kind of all they're going to do for the whole 80 minutes. So, I think it's a reasonable balance, pretty good balance.
All right. Joe, what do you make of this squad? And I want your thoughts on the loose forwards, because there's some inexperience there too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a squad that looks pretty familiar, and you could probably have picked, bar a few choices, maybe Ethan de Groot. The front row is a little bit light with the likes of Joe Moody and Ofatonga Fussy out injured. The loose forwards, Ethan Blackadder, a guy who has a very famous last name, but didn't actually play first 15 rugby at Nelson College, funnily enough. He preferred hunting and other things to playing rugby at the time, but obviously he's decided to carry on down his father's path towards professionalism and rugby.
Showing so, now, eh?
Yeah, it certainly is, and he's a physical presence. He's got great ability around the ball, good with ball in hand, and he's just one of those guys that's obviously determined to win. Look, it's pretty much the similar lineup to last year. Shannon Frizzell, Kira Ioane, both guys that are looking to really nail down that number six spot. Neither of them have really done that yet, have stamped the authority. We're still looking for a guy like Jerome Kainall since he left. Luke Jacobson, unlucky to get knocked out and miss the 2019 World Cup. A real prospect, a big, good loose forward from the Chiefs there. Dalton Papali'i rewarded for a good season with the Blues at openside flanker, and then Adi Savia and Hoskins Satutu. I think the interesting thing will be the makeup of that loose forward trio. Do they have Adi Savia at 7 with Sam Kane now missing, Satutu at 8 and Kira Ioane or Frizzell on the blind side, or do they do something a little bit out of left field there? That could be a little bit interesting. And halfbacks, Finlay Christie, good shout for him. Unlucky for TJ Petanata, not available for this series. He probably would have been picked if he had been. Finlay Christie, another guy that didn't play first 15 rugby at school at St Kent. So three of them in this All Blacks team that didn't play first 15 rugby. That's not a bad shout.
Frank, what do you make of the opposition? So we've got Tonga and Fiji. They'll be tough games, but you would expect the All Blacks to win them comfortably. What are we hoping to achieve, or what do you want the All Blacks to achieve from these games?
I think, to be honest, I think it's going to be not just comfortable, it's going to be very, very comfortable in terms of the final scoreline. Yeah. Obviously, physical and big and strong and physical, but in terms of a build up, you can't take away from.
So they're very much warm up games.
Yeah, I think we're going to see score blowouts, but you can't get away from that, I guess. But we use these things to settle on combinations, on selections. Style of play, all of that sort of stuff, that's what you use these games for. And, it's not going to be perfect, but, you know, I think we're going to be much, much better. I feel a little bit sorry, to be honest. You know, it's wonderful for Tonga and Fiji to be playing the All Blacks, and you know, I'd say that they'd never turn an opportunity down like this, but you know, I don't think it's going to end well for them.
Last word to you, Joe. Will the All Blacks maybe be underdone? I mean, the Australians are playing France, aren't they?
Yeah, the French have left a host of their top players back at home anyway because they're involved in the top 14 in European competition. So, no, I wouldn't be too worried about that. You will see some possible cricket scores. You do feel a bit sorry for the likes of Tonga. I believe Manu Samoa said no to the All Blacks' first game because they knew they'd just get an absolute hiding. But great to see a celebration of Pacific rugby. We've got the All Blacks versus Tonga and the New Zealand Māori play Manu Samoa the same night. Great to see the Pacific rugby, the celebrations of the Sipu Tau and the Haka going head-to-head. It should be a really good month to really celebrate this part of the world and the rugby and the talent that we produce down here.
Joe Porter, rugby reporter, thank you very much for that. Also speaking there to former All Black Frank Bunce.